Penguin Random House Audio presents Genghis Khan and the Quest for God. How the World's Greatest Conqueror Gave Us Religious Freedom by Jack Weatherford. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. Preface. Genghis Khan, Thomas Jefferson, and God. On an early summer night in 1787, the British historian Edward Gibbon sat in his garden house in Lausanne, where he had retreated to finish writing the last six massive volumes on the Roman Empire, covering 170 emperors spread over 25 dynasties and 1,500 years, encompassing Europe, Africa, and Asia, from the assassination of Julius Caesar on March 15th of the year 44 BC until the fall of Constantine XI to the Turks on May 29th, 1453. Gibbon knew more about empires and emperors than any other scholar, then or now. Toward the end of this 15-year project, he showed as much interest in the future as in the past, as his attention turned from the Mediterranean empires across the Atlantic Ocean to the newly formed American nation destined to become the imperial heir to Rome. Fascinated by the frequently grotesque relationship between power and religion, Gibbon closely followed the heated American debate regarding the place of religion in society, in public life, and in politics. He had been a student at Oxford, where some of these young American rebels had studied. He recognized how radical their ideals were and how difficult it would be to give them form. Philosophers sometimes mused over the ideal of religious freedom.